Mr. Goller, if we look at the first quarter sales figures, we can see an overall decline, but at the same time, an increase in all electric models in Europe. How do you read that?
Yes, per quarter one, we are indeed below last year overall. But like everyone else, we are operating in a very challenging environment. And a number of key new models won't come to market until later this year. At the same time, we're seeing really encouraging signals in incoming orders, especially for our first Neue Klasse model, the iX3, with well over 50,000 orders in Europe. And customers have only been able to order the car since March. So 2026 is off to a strong start for us, with the Neue Klasse setting the pace. The world premiere of the new BMW i3 in March was exceptionally well received by the press, and we expect that momentum to build as the year goes on.
The global picture is still very dynamic. How is our business developing across the regions, especially in China, Europe, and the US?
Well, let me start with China. BMW is actually doing better than the overall market, even though market conditions are still challenging. That said, competitive pressure in China remains high, and it will stay that way. In the US, sales are slightly down across the entire market. One factor there is the reduced subsidies for all electric vehicles, but we are still performing better than the total market in the US. In Europe, we've significantly increased incoming orders for BEVs in the first quarter. From January to March, they were up by around 40% versus the same period last year. And across all drivetrains, orders are up year on year as well. And we are also very pleased to see such strong growth in our home market, Germany. More broadly, we're seeing solid performance from our combustion engine models all across the regions.
Let's look at MINI. How do you see the brand sales performance in the first quarter?
Well, overall, MINI is doing really well. Following the launch of the new MINI family, the brand has increased sales versus the prior year period for the fifth quarter in a row. That shows how well the new models are landing worldwide. In particular, the all-electric MINI family are seeing strong demand, especially in Europe.
Mr. Goller, many thanks for your time.